For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa, filling in for Bob Levicky. A forum today addresses how trauma affects developing minds. Candidates meet for a debate and a town hall. And who pays more in taxes is a tricky question in Virginia. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, October the 10th, 2019. The Virginia Education Association will host a community forum to address the issue of trauma in schools. Educators have been grappling with the growing impact of traumatic life experiences on children. The forum, called Trauma, Adversity, and the Resiliency of Our Brains, will focus on understanding how trauma affects developing minds. One goal is to help equip families and educators with strategies to support resilience in young people. The forum will be held today at Hermitage High School in Richmond. Full disclosure, the Virginia Education Association underwrites programs on WMRA. GOP Speaker of the House Kirk Cox debated his Democratic challenger, Sheila Bynum Coleman, last night at VPM Studios. As Ben Pavier reports, climate change was one of many points where the candidates diverged.
Speaker Cox didn't directly answer a question on whether he believed climate change is real.
We can do a lot of arguments about climate change, but I do think we need to address an issue that's real to a lot of people. What I don't want to see is energy tax policies that just blow up the taxpayer.
He's referring to a regional cap and trade program called REGI that's opposed by most Republicans. Bynum Coleman said Virginia should join REGI, and she said she agreed with the scientific consensus around climate change.
I believe that it's happening. All of the science and the data is telling us that it's happening.
Bynum Coleman is Cox's first serious challenger since he won the seat in 1989.
That was Ben Pavier reporting from partner station VPM. In terms of actual dollars, wealthy people are taxed more in Virginia. But people at the other end of the spectrum may be feeling more of the pinch. From Virginia Public Radio, Michael Pope reports.
Is Virginia's tax code upside down? Does it hit people at the bottom end, the economic scale hardest, claiming a larger share of their income? Chris Wattica at the Commonwealth Institute says the system disproportionately hits some groups more than others.
So even though we're pretty far into this economic expansion, a lot of Latinx workers in Virginia actually saw their wages go down over the last decade or so after you adjust for inflation.
Jared Walczak, the Tax Foundation, acknowledges some end up disproportionately hit, although he adds the system is not designed to target specific groups.
There's nothing in the tax code, obviously, that distinguishes or discriminates against minorities on the basis of their race. But it's fair to say that to the extent that a population is more likely to be low income, that a regressive tax code would adversely impact them.
The Commonwealth Institute and the Tax Foundation both say an earned income tax credit could be one option for Virginia to reduce the burden on low-income families. I'm Michael Pope.
Charlottesville clean energy advocate and mega donor Michael Bills donated $200,000 to the Democratic Party of Virginia on Tuesday. The contribution follows the party's decision to no longer accept donations from Dominion Energy. Once again from VPM, here's Ben Pavier.
Michael Bills is a former Goldman Sachs executive who says he wants to counter Dominion's significant political influence. He's personally given over $3 million to Virginia political groups and candidates, especially ones who agree not to take Dominion's dollars. The state Democratic Party announced last month that it, too, would no longer take donations from the energy monopoly. It reported the $200,000 check from Bills on Tuesday. Still, several other Democratic fundraising committees still accept Dominion's donations. Critics say those groups allow the company's contributions to flow to all candidates, even those who say they don't take its money. A Dominion spokesman said the company advocates for clean and reliable energy on a bipartisan basis. Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
Democrats are confident that they'll flip the state Senate next month, but a former Democratic delegate, Joe Morrissey, who's running for the Senate, could be a key vote on abortion legislation if elected. Now from VPM News, it's Patrick Larson.
Morrissey spoke on Tuesday at a VPM candidate forum. He showed that he could be a wild card when it comes to partisan issues like abortion.
I am personally opposed to abortion, but I don't believe government should be telling women what to do.
Morrissey's opponent, independent Waylon Ross, says he's pro-choice. If Democrats win slim control of the Senate, Morrissey's vote could act as a spoiler. He's faced criticism for opposing Democrat-sponsored abortion bills in the past, but has pointed to Senator Tim Kaine as an example of an accepted pro-life Democrat. Morrissey upset incumbent Rosalind Dance in the June primary. That's in spite of 2014 charges stemming from his affair with his receptionist, who was 17 at the time.
That was Patrick Larson reporting. And finally today, Virginia's 5th and 6th congressional districts cover a massive portion of the state, stretching from northern Virginia all the way down to the North Carolina line. They also each include a segment of Bedford County, where the two Republicans who hold those seats conducted a joint town hall meeting Wednesday night. Nick Gilmore has details.
People and policy over politics. That was the overarching message from Denver Riggleman and Ben Klein, both freshman Republican members of Congress. Both indicated that despite current headlines dealing with the House's impeachment inquiry, their constituents have other pressing concerns. Riggleman says one issue stands above the rest for his district, which is 65% rural. He says there is great need for the passage of President Donald Trump's NAFTA replacement, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
The second issue would be rural broadband. The third issue is high-intensity drug trafficking areas, the opioid and addiction crisis. That's what you hear, right? Today I was at Head Start. You never go in there and they're at Head Start and I'm reading a book to the kids and one of the teachers say, hey, what about impeachment? That never happens.
The congressman fielded less than 10 questions during the nearly two-hour town hall. Klein drew the most flack from members in the crowd when he shared his stance on climate change. Here he is after the meeting explaining his view.
I think the science is still undetermined as to how much of an impact humans have on the environment. So the climate is changing. Humans do have an impact. It's just the size of that impact.
Klein went on to say that he does encourage use of renewable energy to rely less on fossil fuels. Other topics discussed include the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria, immigration, and infrastructure. In Bedford, I'm Nick Gilmore.
And for WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa. Bob Levicky returns tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Thursday.